Got this afternoon because Ajanita was talking about hindrances this morning. We would try a practice to increase our contentment levels, because although there are the individual antidotes to the hindrances, there's one that works for all of them, and that is contentment. So if in doubt, try a little bit of contentment. And this is a really powerful way to come into the present moment. And I wanted to combine that with a lovely meditation that I learned from Ajahn Brahm that he usually gives around this time of year, because it's actually the month of Vaisak. I'm sure not everyone knows what Vaisak is. It's basically the celebration of the Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and parinibbana. Whether or not they really fell on the same day, who knows? But I think the most important thing of those is his actual enlightenment, his awakening. And contentment helps us to realize that that is actually the goal, but also the path to that goal. And awakening can only ever happen in the moment. It can't happen in the future. It can't happen in the past. If it has happened in the past, you probably wouldn't be here right now. So you'd already be enlightened, so you wouldn't need to come on retreat. So awakening can only happen in the present, and unfortunately we keep on moving away from the present moment and not giving ourselves as much opportunity as we really deserve. So I wanted to lead you in a little meditation on Vaisak month to deepen contentment. So as usual, if something else works for you, please don't feel this is an instruction that you have to follow. It's just an invitation. So if you want to carry on meditating in your own way, please do so. If you'd like to follow, also please do so. And if you find it's just not working, or you're trying to, I don't know, you're supposed to be relaxing your mind, but it wants to go a different way, then just allow it to follow its inclination, as long as it's getting more peaceful and more satisfied inside. So we can start by, as usual, finding a really comfortable position. And it's nice to see that you're experimenting, people moving around the room a little bit to find what works best for you right now, because it's not the same as what worked yesterday necessarily, or even 5 minutes ago. And as we close our eyes, we can slowly withdraw our senses from the world outside, the world of sights. There's very little to smell right now. Very little to hear except the sound of my voice and the silence in between. Maybe a few of the everyday noises of people going about their business, helping facilitate this retreat. But really, there's not a lot to excite the sense of sound or sense of smell, nor the sense of taste. So just allowing these senses to relax. And starting to come in contact with the sense of touch, the feeling part of the mind. And the most obvious feelings right now are probably the feelings in your body. So just get a sense of how you know you have a body. How do you know? What tells you that right now you're embodied? Maybe you feel the weight of the legs or the buttocks on the ground. Perhaps the length in your spine. Maybe just explore the spine and see if it feels at ease or it might be nice to just gently stretch it, bend it a little bit until it finds its central point. So that you are upright but relaxed. And all the muscles, the limbs, the bones can simply hang down, supported by the base of the body and the spine, allowing tensions to relax and release themselves as though they're just flowing into the ground or into your chair. Letting the body become soft, heavy, and relaxed. Yet maintaining that sense of alertness, wakefulness, by feeling into your spine, up into your head. Perhaps noticing the feelings at the top of the head, where your head meets the air. Noticing the space around you. Noticing the skin that's in contact with the air or your clothes. Just getting a sense of the whole body sitting. And enjoying the feeling of having nothing to do. Except moving more deeply into the feeling world. The feelings happening right now, in this moment. Something real, something felt. And as we do this, we allow thoughts and perceptions of the past to fade away. If they crop up from time to time, they're just like clouds in the sky passing by. As you stay centered in your body, deeply inhabiting the here and now. Thoughts of the future arise similarly, just letting them come, letting them go. Valuing present experience as something more real, more reliable for us. And gently allowing your kind awareness to soak through your body, bringing warmth and light to any areas that Maybe there's still some tension or holding on, some tightness, resistance. Imagining this kind awareness like healing light, soaking into any areas that could benefit. Maybe areas where you hold emotions like anxiety or sadness. Particular parts of the body that may have been injured or had some disease. Imagining this healing energy just flowing to all those areas that need it. Areas of your body and your mind. Notice how this feels. How do your body and mind respond when treated with kindness and letting be? And if you wish to join me in a little imagination, to deepen the feeling of contentment in the present moment, then I invite you to imagine yourself seated somewhere very quiet. Maybe a favorite place of yours. A safe place. Perhaps in the nature, under a tree. By a river or by a lake. Where all you can hear is the rustling of the leaves. Perhaps the sound of water gently flowing by. And the temperature is perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. With a very gentle breeze. Nothing to do in the whole world. Your work is over. You You've completed your tasks. You're completely free. Now imagine you're the Buddha, fully enlightened. You've done what had to be done spiritually. All that striving, all that hard effort has produced incredible fruits. And you experience this now as absolute peace and contentment. Imagine how that would feel. You're already enlightened. You're already awake, free from suffering. Nothing to crave, nothing to long for. Nothing more to be done. You don't even need to watch the breath. You're already enlightened. There's nothing more to achieve. If the breath comes, it comes. If it disappears, it disappears. You're seeing through the eyes of a Buddha. Nothing belongs to you. Just nature flowing through you. But you're completely at peace, allowing whatever arises just to arise and pass away. You just look on with contentment. And in that contentment, you notice there's peace, joy, relief. It doesn't matter anymore what you experience. It doesn't matter whether you think it's good or bad. You're already enlightened. You're already free. And you know none of this belongs to you. Your heart is light, even playful, as you simply watch nature unfold. Old habits may arise from time to time, but you notice them and gently smile. Just reverberations from the past. But deep inside you're free, at peace. No need to struggle, no need to fight. You're completely one with the whole world. Your mind is gradually more and more drawn to staying with what's simple, resting with the breath, simply because there's nothing else to do. You allow the breath to simply hold the mind. As contentment continues to deepen, you move more and more deeply inside. Now slowly you start to allow the mind to move into the body with a sense of immense gratitude to this human body, your vehicle to awakening. You spread compassion through your body, regarding it with kindness, gratitude, an enormous compassion. Spreading your awareness from head to toe. You realize you're not an owner of this body, but just a custodian, taking care for a while. When it's time to let it go, you can let it go. In your meditation or at the time of death. For now, it's your job just to care. And this feeling of gratitude and compassion spreads to everyone who's helped you in your life. Your spiritual companions, friends, family, teachers, and everyone here right now. And lastly, experiencing gratitude and compassion for you yourself, for your mind, and everything you've learned on the path so far, your capacity for awakening in this very life. Seeing yourself through the eyes of a Buddha with enormous compassion, respect, and kindness. How does this feel? So if you wish to continue, please do so. Having the gong just once for those who wish to gently move into some walking meditation, or to see if you can stay contented inside with a mind of compassion and respect. Respecting your own potential for awakening, trusting yourself, regarding yourself with kindly eyes, with the eyes of a Buddha who sees that potential in you. This is why the Buddha taught because it's possible to awaken.